Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that you are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says you are as lively stones built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise God, amen, for his goodness and his mercy. Amen. Praise him for he's gracious. Amen unto us. Amen. Bless the Lord at all time, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Amen. Be glad. Amen. In the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. God is a good God. Amen. He's always on time. We certainly thank God, amen, for being here this morning. Amen. For God allowed us to, amen, to come here. And we're beyond excited, amen, for the works of the Lord. Amen. And what God is doing and what and he's more than able. You hear me? He's more than able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can even ask or think by the power, amen, that lies in you, the power, amen, the will, the get up and go, amen, to go after the grabs, amen, what the Lord will have, amen, for you is you, amen. Claim it in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We are delighted, amen. You're now listening to Lively Stones Ministry, amen, here at WCNO 89.9. FM. We're here once again on this Saturday morning for this designated hour here, 7:30 a.m. to 8 a.m. Amen. To give you an encouraging word. Amen. Something that we may say, amen, could enhance, amen, your spiritual growth, can encourage you, amen, along your day's journey. We certainly thank God, amen, for Sister Karen here, amen, our program director. Open the doors, amen, allow us to come in, amen, and share a word of the Lord, amen, what God have laid, amen, upon our hearts, amen, amen. Before we go any further, let us get a word of prayer in, amen, on this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, O God, for such a time as this, O God, for you have, amen, watched over us all during the night, God. And we just thank you, God, for you didn't allow any hurt, harm, or danger to come upon us, O God. And but we reference you, O God, for that, O Lord. Let us continue, O Lord, to enhance, amen, the love and what you have bestowed upon us, O God. We thank you, O God, O Lord, for all what you have done, O God. We can't thank you enough, O God, for how you, amen, carried your cross, O Lord, and then and we stand at the feet of Jesus, amen, right now. And no greater love that a man will lay down his life for his friends. And we just thank you, God, right now, O Lord. Now, as we begin to come forth, O God, in your word, O Lord, we pray, O God, that the anointing, O God, remove me out the way, O Lord, and allow your anointing, O Lord, to come and shed abroad in your people's heart, O Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, O Lord. We ask you, Lord, to enrich them right now, O God, to let the word of God absorb them, O God, illuminate their minds, O God, touch the hearts and the minds, O Lord, of your people right now, all over the radio land right now. Somebody in need, amen, of the word of the Lord. Somebody in need of prayer, amen, this morning. Somebody been crying all night long, O God. Somebody, O God, don't know which what way to turn, amen, at this hour, O God. But we pray, God, that right now that your word will go forth. And will not return unto you void. You said your word will accomplish that, O Lord, where you please, and shall prosper in the thing that you have sent. And you say you sent your word, and you healed your people, and you delivered them from all of their destructions, of all their iniquities, in the name of Jesus, O Lord. Your word is quick and powerful, sharpening any two-edged sword, God. And we count it right now, God. We believe and we trust, O Lord, in your word. And Lord, we'll be careful next time to give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen and amen. We thank God, amen, for this hour. Amen. Once again, amen. We want to send out a prayer, amen, to the any bereavement family at this time that is going through something, amen, out there of a loss of a loved one out there because earth have no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Amen. Just trust and believe in the Lord. Amen. And I know that everything is going to be all right. God have ensured us. Amen. That we, if we trust and bless, amen, and continue to bless the Lord. Amen. At all times. And we continue to praise him. We continue to look for a better tomorrow, to look for a better today. If we see, amen, tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised. All we got now, amen, is to praise God right now in the fullness, amen, of his capacity right now in the heaven of the in the heaven of the holiness, amen, in the atmosphere, and allow God, amen, to come in and remove things that is not right, amen, within you, to search me, O Lord, to see. O God, search me now. That's what we have to do. We have to call upon the name of the Lord now, amen, while he may be found. Call upon him right now while he is near. He's near to you, amen, my friend. I heard the Bible said that he is a friend that stick closer than a brother. Glory to God. A man that have friends must show himself friendly in the name of Jesus. We want to talk to you a few minutes, amen, just a continuation on the message what we had on last Saturday, where we began to talk a bit about the heart, having a heart, having a desire to want to please God, amen, and God will search our hearts, because God know the inward parts, amen, of a man's heart, the contents, amen, of an individual heart, amen, of the believer, of your heart. God knows, he already know the thoughts, amen, before you even, amen, comprehend them. Amen. He acquainted, amen, with your thoughts. David said that if I make my bed in hell down there, if I sit in heaven down there, on earth, wherever, amen, where the Spirit of the Lord is, amen, there's liberty. Amen. In the name of Jesus. We must now, amen, come to realize, amen, that we can't walk this walk alone. Amen. It is God for whom we live and move. It is God for we have our being. Amen. It is God, amen, for our agenda. Amen. That is set before us. That is a race and a perseverance. Amen. That I'm fully persuaded. Amen. That neither death nor life nor angels nor principality nor things to come. Amen. Shall separate me from the love of God. I'm gonna continue. Amen. To press my way on. Don't matter what it looked like. Don't matter what it seemed like, friend. Amen. This is the tenacity that you have to have. Amen. God is looking for some people that's gonna go out. Amen. And do his will. God is looking for some bulldogs. God is looking for somebody that is home. In the name of Jesus. He said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Filled with what? Filled with the Holy Spirit that can carry us from day, amen, to day. I come by the radio station this morning to tell somebody that you are eligible, amen, for salvation. You are eligible in the name of Jesus. A lot of times people feel like they're not eligible for a loan, amen, and they'll run your credit and everything, and they turn you down. Amen. Because you don't meet the requirements. You don't meet the criteria in the name of Jesus. But I haven't met, amen, amen, when I have, since I came over to the Lord's side and taste and seen that the Lord is good. Amen. God don't turn nobody down. Amen. That you are all are eligible. Everything is ready now. The feast, amen, is ready. Amen. Everything has prepared. Amen. The Bible so declare, amen, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming unto me. Amen. But by the Father. He too tall. You can't go over the top. Too wide. Amen. You can't go around. You got to enter through the straight gate. Straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life. But you want to condense that. Amen. You don't want to take that broad and that destruction way. There's a way it appears to seem right unto your own intellect. Into your own gathering of things and how you shape and put things in your own way. We don't want to take that road, friend. We want to stay in the straight and narrow way and allow our agenda to come into an alignment with God. The Bible said that righteousness exalted for nations. But sin is a reproach unto any people.
See, the righteousness of God, amen, that we will obtain, amen, the righteousness of God by doing what? Amen. Continue to follow after, amen, his ways, and continue to deny ourselves and to pick up our cross daily and follow after Jesus. Why? Because it's the heart that God is looking at. And if we can talk to you a few minutes, amen, a continuation of last week about the heart, what's going to keep us? The desire, amen, to not do our will, not do your will, but the desire to want to please God, to write, to walk after the righteousness and the knowledge, and because God cares about your welfare. You know, when Lazarus had died and the people was around Lazarus and everybody was weeping and everybody was crying, amen, and Jesus, amen, appeared on the scene, and Jesus was a friend of Lazarus. And the Bible says that, and I believe it's 11:38, and John said that Jesus wept. One of the shortest scriptures, amen, or verse in the Bible that Jesus wept, because Jesus had a heart. He was God that walked on this earth. He was God that set among, amen, folk. He was a God that set among his disciples. He was a God, amen, that he was hungry when he was tempted by Satan out in the wilderness. Amen. He bled just like me and you bled. He hungry and he thirst. Amen. Just like we do. But Jesus wept. Why? Because Jesus had a heart. Amen. He had a heart of compassion. Amen. He sat there and he saw all the other folks that was crying. Amen. And Jesus shed a tear. Now, keep in mind, this was God, a man of no reputation, took upon himself the form of a servant. Amen. That gave up his seat. Amen. In the throne room. Amen. In the heavenly host of God to come here. Amen. And to dwell among us. The word became flesh and it dwelled among us. Glory to God. He was in this world and the world knew him not. And the world was made by him, but the world knew him not. He came unto his own and his own received him not. But he wept because he had a heart of compassion. So much like us today, we got so much of a stony heart, a heart of not having, amen, the feelings, amen, that we should be having. Because if God said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. See, I'm come to find that once you begin to allow God to order your steps, once you begin to allow the Spirit of the Holy Ghost to come inside of your being, amen, you have a capacity now of to love him. Amen. It is not, you are not your own anymore, because you have been brought with a price. You have been bought with a purchase, because the Holy Ghost is on the inside of you. See, the Holy Ghost is love, because Jesus is love. Ain't this truly, literally what we're all trying to figure out, and what we're all scribing and reading the scriptures of the Word of God, and we're continuing to come forth, amen, in the Word of God, because the Word of God is edifying, is food, amen, to our soul. So yet, therefore, when we get on our own, amen, private time, amen, we need the Word of God, because the Word of God said, where there's no vision, the people perish. And he said that my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. The Bible so declared in Proverbs 4:7, so wisdom and knowledge, amen, is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. But in all that I get and get an understanding, I need to have an understanding, I mean, of who God is for me in my life. I need to have an understanding for the purpose and the plan of what God have had for me, what God have for me in my life. David, a man after God's own heart. We all know the story of David, amen, that David committed this sin, amen, before God. But David came right back, had a heart to want to please God. He said, blot out my transgression, O Lord. Blot them out, that the bones which I have broken may rejoice again. Take not thy Holy Spirit away from me, O God, because David realized that he was nothing with our God. And we are nothing with our God now in our life. Amen. The true and living word, amen, of the living God. Radio listeners, can you say this morning that I'm living for the Lord? And I have allowed the Spirit of the Lord to come into my life. We just thank God, amen, for all the precious promises that he have done in our life. And if he don't do nothing else, he done enough already. Don't you think, friend? By him giving up his life, coming here, amen, and walking this earth beyond us. Upon us and showing us a better way to live. Now, there's a recompense reward, amen, for that, for those who holding out. For who that keepeth Israel should not suffer thy foot to be moved. Their foot should not slide. Glory to God that you got 2 feet solid on the ground, amen, or the foundation of God, and hold fast to the sure foundation of God. Amen. I know a lot of things that is going on out there. Amen. This is why we got to be girded up with the living word and the truth. Amen of God. That's why the Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. Pray in season, out of season. And we just want to thank God for our listening audience. Amen. Out there this morning. And again, it is, you know, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. And not just being a hearer of the word, but being what? Being a doer of the word. Doing what thus saith God. God said, listen, who was dead in their trespass, and he that hath quickened you, who was dead in your trespass, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The flesh profiteth nothing, but it's the Spirit. Glory to God, that quickens. It's the Spirit, amen, that allow us when you want to do wrong, you just can't do it because it's just something about the goodness of the Lord that's on the inside that God will elevate you, enhance your growth, your spiritual growth. And this is what we're going to need in the last hour, friend, that we're leaving in now. He's a Jehovah Jireh. God will provide. You know, and it's interesting enough to for me to bring that up because we rely very heavily on the ministry, apparently. And also the occupation, amen, that we're doing as far as the landscape and the lawn service is concerned. You know, I lost one or two customers, I believe, you know, but and we don't allow people to sign contracts or nothing like that. Their man word is his bond. You say you're going to do something, you just go ahead on and do it. Ain't nobody got to hold your hand and call you all the time and text you all the time like this. Because this after a while, this get to be a little burdensome, you know, and worrisome, you know. So we lost a few, amen, customers, but God will provide. Didn't even bat an eye at it. You know what? And the person who we lost, they came right back. So we rely heavily on the lawn service business, amen, for all our resources and our finances. But the reason why we rely on that is because God had prospered, amen, the business, amen, going forth. It was God, amen, that did that. The Bible so declared in 1 John, 3 John, that second verse. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prosper. Why is I'm telling you all this here? Because the heart, amen, of God. You get your heart in the right place. everything else will follow. You get your mind in the right place. Don't allow your mind to be polluted, amen, with the things of this world and the cares of this life. Amen. Don't worry about nothing. Pray about everything. Everything. You know, eat much when you get your food and over your, you bless your food. You bless your household. Anything not of God in your household, you release it. You allow the Spirit of God, the anointing, amen, to come upon it, the anointing, amen, to rest upon it. The Bible says that rest in the Lord and wait patiently, amen, for him. There's somebody out there going through something in your life right now. But you need to be transparent. You need to be honest with God. Because he already know your thoughts. You're going through a trying time, a very fiery trial in your life. The Bible said, friend, don't think it's such a strange thing that the fiery trial that you're going through now is some strange thing that happened to you. No, these things must come to pass. That because perilous times is here. And the only trials that we go through in our life, these tests that we go through our life, only make us strong as we go forth, amen, on our journey, on our agenda with God. And on my way over to the radio station, I just had a thought, amen. I was just looking around and I seeing the cars going in different places and various places and stuff like that. Everybody have an agenda. Everybody have somewhere to go. Everybody have somewhere to get to. Glory to God. But how many ask for guidance? How many ask for direction? Amen. God, lead me where you want me to lead. Go at. Direct my steps, oh God. The Bible say, delight thyself in the Lord, and he will give thee the desires, amen, of your heart. To be reluctant, amen, to know who God is in my life. One of my favorite scriptures in the Bible in Galatians 4 and 9. But now after that ye have known God, or rather are known of God, how ye turn again to the weak and beggarly elements, whereunto you desire again to be in bondage. This is a passage out of Galatians 4 and 9 when Paul, amen, began to tell the people of the Galatians, oh, foolish Galatians, amen, for when I preach the word, amen, of God to you, amen, for it can meditate, that you may meditate, that I plant the seed of righteousness, amen, in you, but not of me, amen, but of God. Some was turning the back. Some had got turned around. Some was taking another direction. Not seeking after the things and the righteousness of God. But was on their own course and doing their own thing. You see? See, if you love God, you'll keep his commandments. You know, a lot of times people say that, I know God. I know God. And I'm not trying to question nobody's judgment because God, when he come, when Jesus come, amen, he'll set the house in order for the judgment seat of God. Our job as a minister, as a preacher, amen, is just to preach the word of God and let the chips fall where they may. And how can they hear without a preacher? And how can they preach unless they've been sent? Glory to God. But to know of God and to know him is two different stories. To have a personal relationship with God, that I check in with God each and every day, that I allow God to come into my heart, that I can enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And I can come into his courts, amen, with praise. That I can hear a song, amen, that the song will follow me, amen, throughout the course of the day. That I will sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and making music and melody unto the Lord in my heart. See, that's that word again, in my heart. For the psalm writer says, for all my life have you been faithful. God has been faithful, but he's telling you if you can be faithful over a few things, just a few things God wants you to be faithful over, to acknowledge him. Jesus wept. And if you love Jesus, you will keep his commandments. If you love Jesus, you will do that which is right. If you love Jesus, you will have compassion, amen, on others. If you love Jesus, you will serve the Lord with gladness. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and come into his court with praise. And if I got to go, I'll go by myself. I'm reminded when Isaiah, when God told, amen, Isaiah, who shall we send? Who shall go for us? And I can just visualize that where Isaiah just raised his hand and say, Lord, I go. Isaiah's name means the Lord is my salvation. Sometimes it get a little rough and it get a little rugged. And it's trouble on every side. Perplexed, but not in despair. Cast down, but not destroyed. Standing. Being faithful all my life. You so good, your goodness runneth after me. Every breath I am thankful. Every breath. Be thankful that you can breathe oxygen. Inhale, exhale. If it had not been for the Lord, for who was on your side, where would you be at this morning, friend? 2 Corinthians 4:6 say, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, have shine in your heart. Have shine where he allowed the light to shine out of darkness. See, when he came on the scene, where John described it beautifully like a poet, John is different from all the other gospels. For the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The folks didn't grasp it. They didn't get it. There's somebody out there this morning, you're living in complete darkness. But you fail to answer the bell. You fail to answer the calling. Let me tell you something this morning. God said, listen, the only thing that you're living now is because of my grace. You foolish Galatians. It is he. You was created for the glory of God. You are an earthen vessel that the excellency of the power may be of God. Glory to God and not of us. That your labor is not in vain. Jesus, well, we thank God for being here this morning. Our hour have come and gone, but we're excited this morning. I feel like praising God. I don't know about you this morning. We want to let you know we love you, and may heaven smile upon you as I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Woo. Woo. God did it. Yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. Thank the Lord for you tuning in and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week right here on WCNO.
Here's Tom Cantor, a Jewish born-again Christian and Bible teacher on Friendship with God.
And that's like people today who want nothing to do with being a believer. They don't want to be found in church. But when they see death approaching and they want to go to heaven, all of a sudden they become very religious, you know, and they claiming to be what they never were in their lives.
Friendship with God with Tom Cantor, Monday through Friday, 10:30 a.m. and 10:30 p.m. right here on WCNO.
From the heart of the Everglades, this is Pastor Arlen Payne inviting you to join us every Wednesday at 5:15 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. for the Consider His Word radio program. Consider
His Word. Hello, I'm Charles Stanley. God is amazing in so many ways. One that still leaves me in awe is the fact He's always available to us. When you listen to In Touch, I pray you're encouraged to spend